Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We know a bunch of people are barking from the pound that want to be heard, and we want to give you that opportunity to be heard. So let us start with, is it Tom in California? Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I'm here.
What you got,
hey,
man?
Guys. Well, I think the question I have is on the personnel side. I mean, you look at what the Browns did last year with personnel, and you look at they were trying to get Chip Kelly. Don't you think that part of his decision-making process was, you know, I don't have a quarterback. You know, may have looked at Richardson and said I have a running back. But this whole process looks like it's Chud 2.0, right? I mean, Gage is unproven. McAdoo's unproven. Malzahn's unproven. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on how you would package the message back to a prospective head coach as to why to come to Cleveland? Because I'm concerned that the McDaniels situation, he didn't say he was taking himself out of all considerations. He was taking himself out of the Browns' consideration. Thanks.
Yeah, he did, but I don't want to get caught up in the semantics of that. I think the Browns were the only team courting him at this point. That doesn't mean others aren't that I know of, that I wouldn't know of maybe, and it doesn't mean others won't, but as of right now, that's the only one I knew of. Yes, it does feel like it could be Chud 2.0, because if you're getting an assistant coach, coordinator or position coach in the case of Ben McAdoo, you are definitely taking that flyer on an assistant that you hope will turn into something good and something special. That was what the Browns thought when they picked Chud. Even though he was not the first choice and he might very well have arguably been the fifth choice, you make a choice from your list. You have certain expectations. The expectations were that he would be the right guy for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was the offensive acumen that he had. And obviously we know that it turned out to be a mistake, especially in their eyes, that they tried to that they want to correct quickly. But, yeah, they are going that route. And, by the way, I wouldn't have considered McDaniels much different than Chud 2.0 either, honestly, even though he had two seasons as a head coach, but his two seasons as a head coach equate to Chud's one season as a head coach, success-wise.
I don't know. I just think it's hard for people to feel good right now about what's going on.
I'm not trying. I wasn't trying.
That's just kind of the sense of things that I get. And
that wasn't a silver lining I was going for.
The truth of the matter is, it even sounds like when we're interviewing people in the markets with these young guys, that they like them, but even they don't know a lot about them. We've heard, do you see this guy being? I don't know. I don't know.
Right. And by the way,
some fire. We need some passion, some direction, and a leader.
We've been pretty selective with the people who are giving us this background. Aren't guys who just started in the business of media and observing their teams. They're not jabronis. No, we're bringing them in and we're bringing them strong. But it is what it is. Anyway, we will get more information for you on that situation regarding Green Bay tomorrow, of course, and keep on Cleveland Browns. Keep checking clevelandbrowns.com for all the updates and all the information, because we'll bring it to you there as current as we have it. And that'll do it. We want to thank Jason Wilde for being part of the show and Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for their contributions. Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She's putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on clevelandbrowns.com afterward. We'll also want to thank the two Drews who were in here getting some video from the show that will be posted from our interview with Jason Wilde a little later on in the site. So if you missed that or you want to see the TV perspective of that, it's pretty cool. And they'll have some photos with it and make it real pretty. All right, so I got nothing else. Johnny Football declared.
John Football, ladies and gentlemen.
He's officially in the draft. Do we put him in a Browns uniform now?
According to hashtag Johnny Cleveland, it seems like that would be popular. Yes.
Bruce Hooley coming up with Gerard Cherry. That follows this show. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci, thanking you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Find a coach.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.